Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to First Light Affirmations, your daily dose of positivity and power. I'm Jessica Lane, and if you're joining us for the first time, buckle up because things are about to get real good. Today, we're diving into something super important, the art of self-compassion. Ever notice how easy it is to be tough on ourselves, but a total softie with our friends? You know that feeling when you mess up and immediately unleash an inner critic who sounds like a drill sergeant? Well, get ready to ditch that negativity and embrace the power of kindness towards yourself. Think about this. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Probably not. But how often do we treat ourselves with the same level of understanding and support? It's time to change that game, folks. Being compassionate with ourselves isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to learn from our experiences without getting swallowed up by shame or guilt. It helps us build resilience and navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. So, how do we master this art? Let's break it down into five powerful takeaways that you can actually use. Number one, acknowledge your humanity. We are all flawed, beautiful creatures on a journey. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, faces challenges, and has moments of doubt. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up for those stumbles, acknowledge them with kindness and understanding. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect perfection from your favorite plant, right? So why hold yourself to an impossible standard? Number two, practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are fantastic. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly replenish you. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in some quiet reflection. Listen to what your inner voice needs and make it a priority. Number three, challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real pain, can't it? But guess what? You have the power to silence those negative voices. When you catch yourself thinking harsh things about yourself, gently challenge those thoughts with positive affirmations. Replace "I am not good enough" with "I am worthy and capable." Remember, your words have power. Number four, be kind to your body. Treat your physical vessel with the respect it deserves. Eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, get enough sleep, and listen to your body's cues. When you care for your body, it shows up for you in amazing ways. Number five, practice gratitude. It's easy to focus on what's lacking in our lives, but shifting your perspective to appreciate the good things can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to reflect on all that you have to be grateful for, big and small. This simple practice can shift your mindset from negativity to positivity, helping you attract more joy into your life. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really needed to put these principles into action. Imagine this. I was prepping for a big presentation, and my mind was racing with anxieties. My inner critic was on overdrive, whispering doubts like, "What if you mess up? You're not prepared enough." I could feel myself spiraling into panic mode. But then I remembered the power of self-compassion. Instead of giving in to those negative thoughts, I took a few deep breaths and reminded myself that it was okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before important events. I visualized myself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, focusing on the positive outcome rather than dwelling on potential setbacks. I treated myself with the same kindness and understanding I would offer to a friend in a similar situation. Guess what? The presentation went amazingly well. By practicing self-compassion, I was able to overcome my anxiety and shine. So remember, friends, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and kindness, especially from yourself. Embrace the art of self-compassion and watch your life transform. It's a journey worth taking. Now go out there and be your own best friend. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to First Light Affirmations so you never miss a dose of positivity and power. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.